أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran, and in particular the ayat that begin with يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Today we will look at another ayah from Surah Al-Mujadila. I'm now at Surah number 58, but ayah number 11. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe.
Idha kila lakum tafassahu fil majalisi fafsahu. When it is said to you, spread out or make room in your majlises, in your assemblies, in your gatherings, then make room. Now the verbal form tafassahu comes from fasaha, which is giving room as a precept of etiquette to a gathering when a newcomer comes. So when they walk in, then those in the room are supposed to make room so that they don't make him feel anxious or perplexed or feeling awkward and doesn't know what to do. Now Allah is giving these instructions and we'll realize why in a minute. He says, if you do that, if you make room, yafsahillahu lakum, Allah will make room for you. In other words, He will give you amply. And then he continues to say, وَإِذَا كِيلَ انْشُزُوا, when it is told to you, rise immediately. It's an abrupt rising. فَانْشُزُوا, then rise. In other words, when this meeting, when this gathering is finished, then kalas, then get up. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Allah will raise those who believe minkum, from you. وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ, and he will give those who have knowledge ranks. He will give them high degrees. Allahu bima ta'maluna khabir. And Allah is aware of what you do. You see, when we get to gatherings, when we get together, then we tend to, after the meeting, we tend to have a chat. When we have a tabarruk, for example, we tend to have a chat. And inevitably, we will have these small secret councils that will start chatting about what happened. Here Allah is saying, once the meeting is finished, just get up and go. It's really, really smart. It's trying to tell us, you are to avoid those secret councils I talked about in the ayat before. You are to take back the good from the meeting and not use the session afterwards to gossip. As far as making room is concerned, it's about not huddling together and having secret conversations about what's going on. It's extremely distracting when you sit together and we talk and make those small comments while a speaker is speaking. And this was at the time of the Prophet. Now let's see when this ayah was revealed, just as a matter, as a historical matter. Well, the Prophet used to honor those who had fought at Badr. And it so happened that one day they were all sitting at this place in the mosque of the Prophet called Suffa, and people were encircling him. And a group of those who had fought at Badr entered. They greeted the Prophet, who greeted them back, but nobody made space. And these people were standing right at the back, waiting for somebody to make room for them, but nobody did. The Prophet was not happy with that, and he had to ask those around him to move a little bit so these newcomers could sit. But when he did that, they made faces that showed a little bit of annoyance. And those who were against the Prophet, those who professed belief but didn't have belief inside, we could call them hypocrites, they said that the Prophet wasn't being just and he was giving more preference to the newcomers. Now that was the historical reason for this ayah. But as far as you and I are concerned, we're going to take a couple of things back from here. Number one, when we're sitting together in a gathering, in a majlis as we call it, then there should not be the sitting together. We should spread out a little bit, not sit together and make comments and make that majlis, which is supposed to be something good, into something that becomes a home for shaitan. And when it finishes, we should really get up and go, because it's inevitable that if we sit back, we will chat, and that chat will deteriorate into the najwa that we talked about in ayah number 9, which was that najwa which leads to ithm, sin, adwan, animosity, and ma'asiyat al-rasul, and disobedience to the Prophet. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have the tawfiq to be able to understand the etiquettes of majlis. gatherings and meetings. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.